Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is a classic, A Murder is Announced by Agatha Christie. First published by Collins in 1950, today is all about deception, post-war village life, and local papers. The Chipping Cleghorn Gazette is the local paper, and each week the villagers pore over the personal ads section to get their gossip on other goings-on in the community. One day, a particularly strange advertisement appears in the Gazette. A murder is announced and will take place on Friday the 29th of October at Little Paddocks at 6:30 p.m. Filled with curiosity, the locals decide to pay a visit to Little Paddocks, the home of Letitia Blacklock, at the specified time to see what's going on. But even Miss Blacklock is unaware of what will happen. She blames her nephew for arranging the joke, but he declares his innocence. But knowing her neighbours, Miss Blacklock scrambles together refreshments for a party she didn't even organise. At the allotted time, a group of neighbours arrive, and when the clock strikes 6:30, the lights go out, a gun is fired, and then when the lights are fixed, a strange man is lying dead on the floor, and Miss Blacklock is clutching at a bloody ear. Her own bloody ear. The police begin their investigations, learning about the dead man, a hotel clerk from Switzerland, and everyone blames the foreigner and believes it was a robbery gone wrong. But Miss Blacklock claims to be penniless, and the police are at a loss until an assuming little old lady arrives in the village to visit her goddaughter Bunch and takes a keen interest in the crime. The little old lady is, of course, Miss Marple. Now, A Murder is Announced was Agatha Christie's 50th published book, an achievement in itself, but not only because she's prolific, but also because this is recognised as one of her best. Now, the plot centres around mistaken identities and disguises. Published in 1950, the book describes the changing post-war life in England. After the upheaval of the war with the loss of many records and people, this was an opportunity for many of the less scrupulous members of society to change their names and identities. The book also laments the change in villages in England, the locals claiming they don't know anyone anymore, and they're all dubious of strangers. The one part of the book which, to a modern reader, seems very on the nose is the casual racism against anyone foreign. The first victim is Swiss and seen as untrustworthy, and Mitzi, the cook for Miss Blacklock, is hysterical and highly emotional compared to the hearty tweed-wearing locals. Although considering what Mitzi probably experienced during the war, I'm not wholly surprised. Now, the lesson behind all Miss Marple novels is don't discount the little old ladies. At the start of the book, there is a monologue from one of the police talking about prying old ladies, and it's deliciously satisfying to see Miss Marple save the day. Similarly, while the foreigners and the men are the initial suspects, the book is about how women can be just as heartless and violent as men, but in the expectations of the time, their ruthlessness or intelligence could be hidden or ignored because they were elderly or a little bit scatty. So if you like village mysteries, clever old ladies, post-war societal changes and long-lost relatives, I recommend A Murder is Announced by Agatha Christie. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading. Thank you.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine Dest qui nous vient directement d'Australie.